person to bring you all that information is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is here live, as am I, Doug Steffen from the studios in Lake Havasu, Arizona, Dr. Ken, of KNTR. You would be surprised at how the weather is here versus the weather in Florida. Actually, I think the weather everywhere is terrible. And that brings us to a good place to start. At this time of year, as the seasons change, this next week, we see the beginning of winter, actually, but the weather's been so bad across the country the last couple of weeks, it has created a real stir. We were talking during the week about using those iPhone apps for colds and flu, lots of information. People are dying. Shouldn't put it that way. That's not a good choice of words. People are very eager to get information about how to eliminate, prevent, deal with the cold. Every year at this time, any information that you can pass along would be it would be favorably received, certainly by people who are listening, either, again, who have, I've got a little touch, eensy, teensy, beensy touch of something that's going away. Some people have had some really serious problems. So what do you suggest?
There really are a lot of things you can do personally to help lower the risk of getting colds and flu these days. And some of the obvious things, eating a healthy diet, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, and nuts, getting exercise once the doctor says it's okay, getting that stress out of your life, and sleeping enough. You're actually waking up when you don't have an alarm go off, when you feel fully rested. That is so important to keeping the immune system up. I'm recommending this year everybody take probiotics. Sustanex is my favorite one, and this is a healthy bacteria. It revs up the immune system so that you can help fight off all those bugs and flus that come around. And keep the hands clean. Don't put those fingers onto the face, especially the eyes and the nose. That's how most of us pick these things up.
Yeah, all right. So a tribute to your good information. Sustanex certainly is a good way to do it. And vitamin C and echinacea. I have long followed all of that stuff. There are various immune things.
And if we're going to mention, yes, if you're going to mention supplements, don't forget vitamin D and the omega-3s. Those are two you don't want to forget to keep the immune system revved up.
So what is vitamin D? Let's dig into that. Let's pierce that a little bit. Vitamin D, what does that do to enhance the immune system? Why has that been in this last year? If we were to do next week or maybe the week, let's see, we have 2 weeks from today would be the first, right? So maybe we'll do a year in review as far as medical information is concerned on that day. What is there about vitamin D that seems controversial? You and I both talked early in the year about all these studies that showed you haven't got enough vitamin D, most people. You got to have more vitamin D. Here's how much you need. And then later in the year, there was a contradiction to that. So what do people really need to know?
Well, what we need to know is that you do need enough vitamin D for your immune system to function properly and also for your bones to be working properly, not to break early in life, and also to help you protect against certain cancers. And where the controversy is, Doug, that you mentioned was about what your level should be, how high it should be. Most of us are recommending a level of at least 30. There were some people recommending up to 40 to 60. And maybe the evidence isn't there. That's what a panel, one of these government panels, was suggesting. But I think everybody wants to get our levels up to 30. In fact, there's a study out, the Cancer Research Group of Britain and the National Osteoporosis Society of Great Britain this week put out a big statement that we need to stop being so afraid of the sun. You're in Arizona, I'm in Florida, we all bundle up, put on that sunscreen. It may be a little bit too much. We got so concerned about skin cancer, and what they're recommending this week, and I concur, is that all of us, for about 10 to 15 minutes, get out in the sun midday without any sunscreen, and do this at least 3-4 times a week. I think it's safe, and it'll keep the vitamin D level up. And if you can't get enough sun, make sure you get that oily fish or the milk that's fortified, the whole grains that are fortified with vitamin D. Ask your doctor. Make sure they check. You want to get a level of at least 30.
You'd be well served to have a little raw milk. That'd do you more. As controversial as that is, has a wonderful supply of vitamin D, real vitamin D.
Have you heard about Sally Jackson cheeses being recalled?
No.
This is made from raw milk. It just came out.
Oh, really? Well, that'd be interesting to follow that up. One of the things that actually, I think there is, I do know of some cheeses that were recalled, and I think maybe this is the brand you're talking about. Yeah, they found one item that may have been a problem, but the FDA is really death on raw milk or anything that's connected to it. And that's really one of the controversies surrounding that Senate Bill 510, which appears, unless there's something hidden in the next couple of days, to not be going anywhere. One of the things that happened to me this weekend in terms of discussing that and how the FDA is so intolerant of what it doesn't like versus what science one way or the other proves, and the science on raw milk is pretty explicit regarding that which is produced to be sold as raw milk versus raw milk that's produced to be sold to a processor that pasteurizes it. Two very different products. And the FDA doesn't choose to distinguish between the two because for whatever the reason, they have people in there that are in, league is the best word. They're in league with the big producers. The big producers don't like the little guys selling more and more product all the time. It's the same old game. Speaking of the FDA, this week, one of our old, we disagree on some things, and one of them along the lines of FDA consideration is the use of mercury in fillings for your teeth. I have long, for decades, have been against mercury because I think there is too much to indicate that it really can do some serious damage, and that's what we talked about with regard to shots for kids and that sort of thing. But now the FDA has apparently acknowledged that there may be something to the science that shows how bad these mercury fillings are, which is quite an admission for them.
Well, let me update this, because this came out of a safety review panel that recommends, an advisory panel that makes recommendations to the FDA, and it's headed by a Dr. Marjorie Jeffcoat, who's at the University of Pennsylvania School of Dentistry, where I went to medical school, right across the street. I used to intermingle with these folks all the time. These are very smart dentists. These are the top of the group nationwide, incredibly smart group of people. And she chairs this panel and is recommending that the FDA relook at this, that they made these recommendations back in 2009, and she's wondering if there's more evidence that this needs to be looked at. Doug, what I'm concerned about, I looked at this week, and I'm really concerned about neurotoxic health risks, especially to fetuses and young children. And this is an area where I think there is beginning to be some data of great concern.
So I'm not crazy after all.
Whoever said you were.
888-553-7536. That's the number to reach Dr. Ken Kronhaus for medical advice. He's available for the next 2 hours. Don't wait till the end of the time. Get on board right now whilst there is space for you. 888-55-DRKEN. That's 888, toll-free, 888-553-7536. Don't forget about Dr. Ken's blog. If you go to his website, which is drkenshow.com, click on the blog at the upper right-hand corner and ask away. Dr. Ken practices in suburban Orlando. He's been there for decades. He has a big, wonderful facility. It has every modern bit of technology you can imagine. Lake Cardiology is what it's called. And you can reach him after you've listened to him for a while. If you think you need to have a consult when it comes to your own heart or cardiovascular system, you can call him at 800-LAKE-CARDIO. Meanwhile, included in the news this weekend, sad news that Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon has prostate cancer.
Yeah, exactly. This is evidence, and you talk about this all the time, how it can affect any male. U.S. Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon has prostate cancer. He's a 61-year-old Democrat, and unfortunately, it's in the early stage. It was diagnosed from his annual, that's the important word, physical exam in late November, and he scheduled surgery next week on Monday at Johns Hopkins Hospital, and he's hoping that the Senate will be finished with their business by then.
Or at least done is better than finished, I think, under the circumstances. So here's a perfect example. You hear us talk about all these American men, or men around the world, in fact, that get prostate cancer. He has a checkup, so that's how he finds out about it. How will you know that you are safe and secure from this problem if you don't have a checkup? That's where you begin. If you wait till there's an emergency, it's usually too late. There is no reason in the world that any man should die of prostate cancer. If the facts are known, and one of the important facts is you got to feed your prostate, that's why Ken and I so heartily endorse Super Beta Prostate, which is a product that keeps everything working in your system. You need to be sexually active, and that's not a controversial statement. It just is the way it is. The prostate is okay if you stay sexually active. If you don't, then, well, there are ramifications for all action or inaction. And one of the things that you need to keep in mind, other than keeping your facilities working, is to keep it fed. The prostate needs to be fed. Why are we feeding it? What's in Super Beta Prostate, Ken?
Well, use it or lose it, Doug. And that's how you keep the prostate healthy. Doug and I love these products that are natural, that have evidence behind them, that show that they're safe and effective. And Super Beta Prostate's an example, a great example of this. It's beta-cytosterol. Pure beta-cytosterols have been shown by the medical journal Lancet to be safe and effective. This is my favorite way of getting the pure beta-cytosterols. Super Beta Prostate, it's a product that will help keep the prostate from enlarging, benign prostatic hypertrophy. Just a wonderful natural treatment for it.
Don't suffer what Senator Wyden is suffering. You don't need a prescription for Beta Prostate. All you have to do is call 800-607-7078. That's 800-607-7078. You pay a small shipping and handling charge. The product itself is free when you call that number. Only this number, 800-607-7078. There's where you get the bottle of Super Beta Prostate, 1-800-607-7078.
And now for the bonus round. Old wives have tails. What do old husbands have?
Oh, back pain.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
If a tree falls in the forest...
A souffle rises in the city.
Correct. What's the newest way Netflix delivers movies?
Oh, instantly through Wii.
Correct. Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
The voice of strength.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Speechworks Archives is proud to present a magnificent DVD two-disc set that captures the essence of America and everything that makes her the greatest country on the planet. The Conservative Voice. A collector's two-disc DVD of beautiful, soul-stirring speeches by Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, Barry Goldwater, Gerald Ford, Dick Cheney, Newt Gingrich, and, of course, Sarah Palin.
We have the best workers in the world. Now all we need is the political will.
The Conservative Voice, a must addition to every American patriotic home or a wonderful gift for that special conservative in your life. Here's how to order.
Go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Here's a tool that parents can use when shopping this holiday season. The Entertainment Software Rating Board has just launched a new version of its popular mobile app that lets parents search for in-depth video game rating summaries right from the store when this information is often needed most. But now it's even easier. Just snap a photo of the game box with your iPhone or Android-based phone to search for that game's rating summary and make an informed purchase decision. ESRV President Patricia Vance has more.
Rating summaries go well beyond age rating categories by providing specific examples of the content parents really want to know about when deciding if the game is okay for their children to play. With our new mobile app, accessing rating summaries has never been easier. So this holiday season, parents should first check the ESRB ratings on the front and back of the box, and if still not sure, consult our rating summary before making a final decision.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Dr. Ken and Doug, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, we're here for 2 hours. We're going to take your calls, head-to-toe medicine, anything you ever wanted to ask a doctor. There's no bill. I've been in medicine since the 1970s, Medical School, University of Pennsylvania. I was a medical intern and resident at Duke University, a cardiology fellow at the University of California, San Francisco, and I'm now spokesperson for the American Heart Association. I've been in practice in Orlando for about 25 years. There's probably nothing in medicine I haven't seen at least once. I'd love to help you get to the next step. Ask me the hard questions, the easy questions about your parents, your kids, yourself, your spouse, your friends. If you've ever been to a doctor and they were stumped, if you've been to the doctor and they've given you advice, they told you the next step and you don't like it, you want some alternatives, I try to take the best of all worlds. I am what you call a blended doctor. I've been traditionally trained, but I keep up to date in the traditional and the alternative medical literature. I like evidence when it's been proven safe and effective, both alternative and natural ways. I want to help you get to the next step. Here's the phone number. Write it down. Toll free from anywhere in America. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. That's 1-388-25s. And then Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N. 1-888-553-7536.
All right. So I saw something this week I got sort of a kick out of in terms of healthy living, ways to boost your immunity, because that's something that is important. We started talking about immunity and how we're interested in keeping ourselves strong. And one of the things that came as a general review of this particular article in this magazine was, if you want to be healthy, have lots of sex, eat lots of mushrooms and sauerkraut, and not necessarily all at once. What is the sauerkraut? I understand. I'm not sure about mushrooms. I understand sex because it does great things for your body. But mushrooms and sauerkraut, what he proposes in mushrooms and sauerkraut that would keep infections and other things that get into your body away or at bay.
I would imagine, you know, it's cabbage, and which is very good at antioxidants.
Yeah.
And just a good way to fight
antioxidants,
infections.
Yeah, right. All right, so here's a big story. It's probably the lead medical story of the week. The fellow that's now HIV-free after he had a stem cell transplant, which sort of flies in the face of a lot of the, again, almost, we deal in contradiction here, Ken.
This is the most exciting story of the week. Imagine a cure for AIDS. I grew up in medical school seeing the first cases of AIDS. When I started medical school in the mid-1970s, we had no AIDS. I remember as a student the first report in 1981, and as a cardiology fellow in the late 1980s, when we had no good treatment at the University of California in San Francisco, seeing room after room of men dying from AIDS. It was one of the most unhappy experiences I ever had, just heartbreaking. And now to see us actually curing this disease, to me, is amazing. This may not be a valid cure for many, because it means going through a stem cell or bone marrow transplant, which is not a walk in the park. But what happened is, about 3 years ago, an American in Germany underwent a bone marrow transplant using a donor with a rare genetic mutation that is actually naturally resistant to HIV. This is the virus that causes AIDS. About 1 in 100 Caucasian people, Doug, or 1% of the population, have this mutation that's known as Delta 32. It's inherited from both parents, and it has a protein which appears on the cell surface, which makes the virus unable to attach. So it gives you a natural protection to the AIDS. And this individual who had AIDS was transplanted because he had leukemia, AML, which we talked about this week, acute myelogenous leukemia, got a bone marrow transplant as a last resort to save himself. And luckily, this bone marrow came from somebody who also had this mutation that protected them from AIDS. So he got cured of his leukemia and his AIDS.
Wow. What a story. 888-553-7536 as Dr. Ken continues here.
Victor Ray, this is Scorpion 23, traveling west on MSR Vernon for Victor. 16 packs, request MSR status, over. Roger, Scorpion 23, all MSRs and AOR at past 24 hours, 3 IEDs on MSR Vernon.
In war, there will always be casualties. And for our wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. American troops who suffer traumatic injuries need the support of every American. Join us and send your message of support to our wounded warriors and their families at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. The Good Day Weekend program. 2 hours of medical information that comes from your questions and your email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougstefan.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy to fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years, that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker. Work.
It's a good day program on the weekend. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. And we're taking your calls at 888-553-7536. We've reviewed some of the medical news of the week, important information. Before we start taking calls, I think there is one other story that deserves some attention for a couple of different reasons. Ambassador Holbrooke dying because of his aortic aneurysm. I had a fellow that worked for me that died of it the week before. He was 54. Holbrooke was 69. So what does this tell us? What do we need to underscore? What do people need to be doing when they have their checkup, Ken?
This is the main pipe in the body. It's the exit door pipe of the heart, the aorta. It goes in the chest up to the neck, then to the back, and then down to the groin. And it's in the chest, the thoracic aorta, and the belly, the abdominal aorta. Doug, it has a diameter that's normal to it wherever it is. If that diameter increases by 1.5 times the normal diameter, we call this an aneurysm. And as this diameter increases, it has a high risk of bursting, popping. And if this happens without the doctors aware, most people don't survive it. And this is what happened to Ambassador Holbrooke. He had a thoracic, that's in the chest, aortic aneurysm. It was unknown. It ruptured. He went to immediate urgent surgery, and less than 50% of people survived that, and that's unfortunately what happened. People at risk for this are people who have high blood pressure, who smoke, and a family history. And I think that most of us at age 65 should be screened for this. This is a little controversial. Most doctors will say that. The chairman of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill Medical School went public this week feeling that everyone at age 65 should be screened. I congratulate him for doing that. That takes a lot of courage for someone in his position to make a public statement like that. And if you have a family history of this, especially because about 20% of people who have these do have a family history. So we're talking about parents, your sisters, your brothers, or your kids. If they have these aneurysms, you must be screened, and screened as early as young as you have a cooperative child, and then continuously on a regular basis screened. You need to talk to a doctor who understands the risk of these things.
Isn't it more prevalent in men, though, than it is in women?
Absolutely. It's more prevalent in men, but when women get it, they survive less likely. Their vessels are smaller, so when they increase, they snap. They don't survive it. So more common in men, but women survive it less well.
888-553-7536. For Dr. Ken Kronhaus, here's Joe calling in from Utica, New York to Dr. Ken. Please go ahead, Joe. You're on the air.
Good morning. Thanks for my call. I've had an issue whereby my heart flutters quite substantially for about a minute, and I feel like I'm getting ready to pass out, and then it's gone, and I get these maybe twice a year, sometimes at night, and it's sometimes I wake up at night, and it sounds like the volume's up really loud in my head, and my head's fluttering, like, and I'm having difficulty breathing, but it goes away. I can run just about any distance. I'm not on any kind of medication whatsoever. So I guess at this point I'm really disappointed in my body. And to give you a broader picture, I was kicked out of the Air Force for sleep apnea after taking a series of anthrax shots, which really started this whole episode of heart fluttering. So that's my question, sir.
Joe, well, sleep apnea, where your airways become obstructed and you actually stop breathing while you sleep, can lead to electrical disturbances. You have clearly an electrical disturbance of the heart. The heart has a spark and then wires which allow the electrical impulse to transmit from top to bottom so the heart can contract and relax orderly to pump blood. I hope that you've had at least a 24-hour Holter monitor, and then you should be wired up with some sort of a device or carry an event recorder you can put on your chest. It's about the size of a credit card when you have these events. But you have what we call symptomatic arrhythmia. That's a feeling an irregularity of the electrical heartbeat system, and you're aware of it. You're getting lightheaded. And have you been to the cardiologist, the heart doctor?
Yes, doctor, I have, and it feels like being in an F-16, you're pulling the G's. You're getting a tunnel vision, and you're starting to black out.
Joe, this definitely needs to be diagnosed. I don't want you to be driving when this happens.
Right.
Have they given you an event recorder to carry around with you?
They never have, because they never really find anything substantial. But they did discover, doctor, that I had bundle blockage, and I'm not sure what that's
Joe, wait a second. Joe, take a deep breath, because you really are not getting adequate care. You need to go, and you're in Utica, New York. There's excellent medical centers there. You need to see what's called an electrophysiologist. This is the kind of doctor, heart doctor, who specializes in rhythm problems. And this is something that we can easily help you with. We have all these devices for trying to monitor you. It won't hurt. Don't be afraid. We'll figure this out. I would eliminate the caffeine, the stress, get adequate sleep, make sure that you're not anemic, your thyroid's okay, get your magnesium checked. Are you on any medications right now?
None whatsoever. But you know what? You said earlier in the show that, you know, if you're not happy with the doctor, try and find someone else. I'm a little bit scared doing that.
I don't know why,
but my luck is I always get these Indian doctors that are
okay.
They seem to be very arrogant and don't really want to talk to you.
I wish you were in Central Florida, Joe. You just haven't found somebody who connects with you. You need to go interview a few doctors. Do you have a good family doctor, primary care doctor, internist?
I do, but it's a nurse practitioner sometimes. Okay. I never get a real doctor.
Joe, take it easy, okay? Because you're obviously very stressed out about this, okay? So just unwind a little bit. And I hope you're not taking any caffeine.
Well, as a matter of fact, doctor, I am. I take maybe Excedrin twice a day for, you know, migraines.
Okay, Joe, you should be off caffeine. You got to talk to your doctor about getting off caffeine. And what I want you to do is talk to your local doctors. Even a nurse practitioner is fine. And get yourself referred to a good electrophysiologist. And find one that you're comfortable with. And then get hooked up and don't fight the system. Because, you're not going to get help till you allow somebody to help you.
Just to give you another broader picture, my parents are still alive. They're pushing in their 90s, and they're not on any kind of medical anything. They're perfectly healthy, so I figure I should be too.
Joe, except you have a problem, because that's really, I understand that's a challenge for you. Except you've got an issue, you can conquer this. You just need a doctor to diagnose this and get it treated, but don't fight the system.
Fair enough.
Have you ever taken any magnesium, Joe?
I have. If you have the magnesium, I've taken.
Yeah, just take magnesium. Fine magnesium. Take that by itself. That often helps the palpitations in your heart.
He's having more than just palpitations. He's symptomatic from all this.
Yeah.
But magnesium is good. But get
part
followed
of it
up.
Is maybe one of the things that you might want to think about doing, if you can, is see somebody who's a good therapist. That helps sometimes too in calming people down, because things appear sometimes worse than they are because your mind keeps cranking and cranking and cranking. And Ken and I can hear that in
that
your voice.
That's definitely going on here.
That's true. You're begging me.
Either take a deep breath, relax, maybe do a little bit of meditation, things that will get your mind, if you can get your mind to focus on something else, even when this happens, you'll find it'll be a big help. Good luck. Let us know what happens. 888-553-7536. Luke, up in Alaska, you're on with Dr. Ken Kronhaus right now, sir.
All right, how's it going, Dr. Ken?
Hi, Luke. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I've got a problem with the Crohn's, of the terminal ileum.
Yes, Crohn's disease.
Yeah.
It's an inflammatory bowel disease, and when you got it, it's a big problem.
Well, this is mild, and there's no pain, no colitis. But
no diarrhea?
There was a lot of that and serious malabsorption.
Yes.
And I checked out, celiac disease. I had a bunch of tests and stuff. And I ended up with an internist who tried to, prescribe tranquilizers. And I finally fired him and found out what I had. But I'm wondering what kind of, if there's any sort of therapy or anything that doesn't involve, the Pentasa or Acicol, stuff like that. I'm not on that. I'm just taking loperamide to slow it down, and then psyllium to bulk it up.
So you're looking for some alternative medicine, so you don't have to take traditional drugs. Let me throw out some possibilities, but I would definitely talk to your GI doctor about this. There have been some studies done with alternative therapies for Crohn's disease, again, which is an inflammatory bowel, where the immune system, which Doug and I talk so much about, which is supposed to protect you from all these bugs and foreign bodies, it actually starts attacking your bowel and destroys it. And you often get horrible abdominal pain, crampy abdominal pain, diarrhea. It's just not a walk in the park. There have been some herbal and nutritional supplements. Probiotics have helped some people. Fish oil and even acupuncture in some studies have actually been shown to work. But this is an area where you need to work with a doctor. Don't pull your own teeth. But maybe even talking to both a traditional doctor and an alternative physician might be some area where you can help. There are some lifestyle issues that can work. Diet. You want to talk to a dietitian who will help you so much. Limit your dairy products, low-fat foods. You want to experiment with fiber and avoid problem foods. But this is where you need a dietitian who specializes in Crohn's disease. If you go to a university center, you'll find somebody. Also, I have found eating small meals, drinking plenty of fluids, a multivitamin is very helpful.
Well, the vitamin situation was so bad. I mean, I was losing. I had no, fat soluble absorption. So I was losing all my vitamin A and D. I was having night vision problems, and nobody could figure out what was going on. And of course,
so typical of Crohn's, you malabsorb.
Yeah, B12 was. I mean, I was getting all the CNS symptoms, but no anemia. So they couldn't figure that out. As soon as I started taking massive amounts of B12 and vitamin A, vitamin A just normal amounts, but massive amounts of B12, everything started getting better. But I was just wondering if there's other supplements to take that would actually treat the Crohn's, or I've tried probiotics. They don't, I can't take lactose, so I don't have a high dairy, but I've tried the probiotics and they don't really seem to help much, to be honest.
Exactly. It's a very challenging problem to treat alternatively. I've mentioned the ones that have some evidence behind it. You know, the others are mostly just hope. And I would talk to I hope you have a GI doctor who specializes in Crohn's disease, because some of them are very good. Some of them don't treat this. And this is a very tricky issue to treat properly.
Well, you mentioned herbal. Is there a specific herbal that you know, any herbs that do tend to treat that, or?
There's no herb. They've been tried, but there's, as of yet, none that's really been shown to be effective for this, unfortunately. There's just studies going on right now.
If you can find some raw milk, try it for a week and see what it does. In the meantime, Luke.
If you have lactose malb.
Yeah, well, raw milk, you don't worry about lactose intolerance when you're drinking raw milk that's produced to be sold as raw milk. It eliminates the problem of lactose intolerance. You're speaking to somebody who's the best example of that you could find any place. I am like I'm the chart on lactose intolerance when it comes to milk. And as a dairy farmer, it was very frustrating. Drinking raw milk, however, eliminated the problem. So you might want to check that out.
I've had a lot of raw milk cheese in the past, back when this wasn't as bad, and I loved it down in, you know, but I don't think you can find that around.
Probably here. Hard to find up in Alaska. You can look around and see what happens. Thank you for the call, sir. 888-553-7536. How'd you like to have a face that is naturally radiant? This is for men and women, because men and women both are concerned about their appearance. Why wouldn't you be? You want a solution for healthy, good looks around your eyes, your cheeks, your lips. You want the way to have continuing youth in your face. That's what you want. We all want that. We all want to look like, Reese Witherspoon, right, Ken? We all, or at least, I don't know whether you want to look like that. I don't know what the male equivalent is for somebody like Reese. But you don't have to go have your face chopped up. You don't have to have laser treatment. You don't have to have the Botox. All you have to do is call this number, 800-607-7078. There are two products that Ken and I like from New Vitality. One of them is Night Skin, which put on at night to rejuvenate your skin, and the other is Tylenol, you put on in the daytime, which protects your skin. How do these sort of work together, Ken?
These have the natural products. They've been put together by a very good plastic surgeon that are in our skin that helps get rid of wrinkles, helps to heal our skin. They're just not in high enough concentrations. He cleverly put hyaluronic acid, vitamin C, Matrixyl 3000 in high concentrations, these natural products. And studies show 45% less deep wrinkling in 2 months. If you don't see good effects, they'll give you your money back.
Night Skin was made by a real cosmetic surgeon who's helped a lot of people go through this. You want to look younger, you call 800-607-7078. And by the way, you can get a free bottle of Night Skin at that number, 800-607-7078. Free bottle of Night Skin. Also, Tylenol is a special deal. If you tell them you're listening to Dr. Ken, they'll take care of you there. Tylenol is what you want to remember to take for daytime usage, to protect your skin from the weather and all the horrors of what is happening in the daylight. And then at night when you go to sleep, put Night Skin on. It'll rejuvenate. You will love the results. 800-607-7078.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
And now for the bonus round. If time flies and money talks, what does wisdom do?
His taxes?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. What should they throw?
Parties?
Correct. Netflix now delivers movies instantly to your TV through what?
Oh, through Wii!
Correct! Woo!
Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
888-553-7536. Good day weekend. Good day health.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237
today.
Remember, I'm in love with you. 888-553-7536 to reach Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Also email him, Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. You can send me email. I always get email every week. Questions for Dr. Ken, you can address them to Doug at gooddayshow.com. And so we continue with your calls now. Here is Nate in Bristol, Tennessee with a question for Dr. Ken. Please go ahead, sir.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Hi, Nate. How can we help?
About 4 months ago, my wife came down with a yeast infection, and at the same time, I came down with some weird gastrointestinal problems. We did some reading, and it, from what we read, seems like the yeast infection can show up in a man.
Share and share alike.
Yeah, and so my wife now has some over-the-counter medicine, but she doesn't want to use it until I've been treated to keep from passing it back and forth. So my question is, my gastrointestinal issues have seemed to subsided, but at any rate, what's the best way for me to get treated so that we don't pass this back and forth?
Well, yeast infection, vaginal yeast infection in women is so common, and she definitely needs to be treated. She shouldn't be uneasy about treated. She should go to a doctor so she gets the right treatment. There's a lot of different ways to do this, and she definitely needs to be treated. Now, what you are speculating about, I think, is called penile candidiasis, which occurs in men, but it's rare, and it's from sexual intercourse. And usually men don't get this unless you have a low immunity, you have diabetes. Are you otherwise well?
Yes.
And you know, and a lot of guys get abdominal discomforts that go away. I had food poisoning 2 weeks ago. So sometimes this is true unrelated. I doubt you have penile candidiasis if you're an otherwise well guy, Nate, and your wife definitely has a yeast infection, which is so common, you could probably diagnose it yourself. You probably have already. Am I near? Am I close?
Right, right.
Okay, yeah. So she needs to be definitely treated. Now, if your symptoms have gone away, I would not assume that they were due to Candida. Are you now feeling fine?
Yes.
Okay, great. Stop. Pause. The next step is for your wife to get treated, and then for both of you to go and enjoy your life and love each other and enjoy it, and then see what happens.
Gotcha.
Okay?
All right.
Nate, thanks so much for calling. Yes. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Neil in Macon, Georgia, you're next.
Hello?
Hi, Neil.
Good morning.
How can we help? We're running out of time.
Okay. I was calling because of an issue my wife has. She has a sharp pain that runs through her left eye occasionally. She says it's shooting pain. She occasionally has the loss of use of an extremity. In other words, she might be walking or something. All of a sudden, she just doesn't have any control of a leg, or she might be doing something and lose grip with her hand. And she's extremely fatigued all the time, and she's always been extremely energetic. And we've not been able to get any type of diagnosis. She's had her thyroid checked. Everything was all right with it. She doesn't have diabetes, or they can't find any other medical problems.
All right. Her next step is to get to the neurologist, the brain doctor. Has she been to the neurologist?
Yes, she has.
Have they done some imaging, either an MRI or a CT scan of her brain, some nerve conduction studies? What kind of evaluation have they done?
They've done the MRIs and the CAT scans, and nothing has shown up there.
And what do they think is going on with her? What's their diagnosis?
There hasn't been one.
Okay. So they're stumped.
Right.
All right. My concern is that she hasn't had a good neurologic evaluation. I would take her to another neurologist. What's the nearest university center where you're at?
Emory.
I'm sorry?
Emory.
Emory's great. I would take her to Emory, the neurology department. Trust me, they'll diagnose her.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Neil, and if you have any trouble after that, if they recommend some various options, call me back. I'd be glad to discuss with you the various options that they recommend for her. Neil in Macon, Georgia, thanks so much for calling. We've got another great hour. Callers, stay with us. Listeners, stay with us. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. You can find Doug and I always here at this time. My website, drkenshow.com, drkenshow.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Email me. Also go to dougsteffen.com. Join us each week. Be well and stay with us, and we'll be right back for the next great hour of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.